Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those tiny jungle and old-school drum and bass details that can make a track instantly feel more alive, a warm tape-style vocal rewind. This is not just a reverse vocal for the sake of it. We're making a transition moment, a little cue, a pullback and release gesture that feels DJ-ready, slightly worn and properly tuned for jungle, rollers, darker bass music, and old-school D&B energy. Think about where these moments usually hit, right before the drop comes back in. At the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, between two sections, in an intro or outro when you want that selector-style signal, or right before a sub-drop, an amen flip, or a big bass switch. That's the mindset here. We're not just sound designing, we're arranging with attitude. The goal is to take a short vocal phrase, give it some tape wobble, a bit of grime, filtered top end, and controlled movement, then make it land like a proper rewind moment instead of a random reverse sample. So first, choose the right vocal. This matters way more than people think. If the phrase already has character, the effect will work much faster. A short spoken line, an MC-style shout, a soulful one-shot, or even a single word like rewind, move, run it, listen, come, something with a strong consonant and a clear attitude. In jungle and old-school D&B, shorter often hits harder than longer. You want something the ear can grab instantly. If the sample feels too smooth or too polite, try a different edit before you start stacking effects. A good trick is to pay attention to the consonant at the front. K, T, R, and SH sounds can make the rewind feel more percussive and more like part of the groove. That little front edge snap helps the vocal lock in with the drums. Drop the vocal onto an audio track and trim it so the useful part is clean. If you want the rewind to feel like it's being pulled into itself, leave a tiny bit of space before the phrase. That gives the listener a sense of movement. And don't worry if the sample is dry. We're going to shape it. Now duplicate the clip. Keep one version forward, and reverse the duplicate. In Ableton Live, open the clip view and hit reverse on the second clip. Now you've got your normal call and your reverse tail. Here's the thing though, a full reversed sentence is often too much for the style. In dense jungle arrangements, it can get mushy fast. Usually the best result is reversing only the last word, or a small chopped slice of the phrase, or just the tail as a pickup into the next bar. Keep it tight. Keep it intentional. Let the rewind behave like a cue, not a long cinematic effect. A really useful starting point is to reverse somewhere between an eighth note and one bar. Then line it up, so the end of the reverse lands exactly on the downbeat of the next section. That alignment is huge. If the rewind doesn't resolve on the bar, it can feel loose instead of powerful. Next, let's set up a dedicated processing path for the rewind so it doesn't mess with your main vocal. You can route it to a return track or just duplicate the chain on another audio track. The point is to keep the main vocal relatively clean and process the rewind separately. A strong Ableton stock chain for this is Auto Filter, then Saturator, then Echo, then Utility. Start with Auto Filter and set it to low pass. A cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8kHz is a good starting range. We want the reverse tail to lose some top end so it feels more like a memory or a tape pull, and less like a clean modern vocal. Then add saturator. Push the drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, depending on the source. If you want that worn cassette flavor, enable soft clip. Keep an ear on the brightness. If the vocal is already sharp, go lighter. If it's lo-fi, you can push it a little more. The idea is warm grit, not brittle crunch. Then add echo, but keep it tight. This is not dub delay territory. We're just using delay to extend the rewind moment and make it feel part of the rhythm. Try a time value like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Keep feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the delay so it doesn't bring low end into the mix. High cut around 4 to 8kHz, low cut below about 150hz. Dry/wet should stay fairly subtle, around 8 to 20% unless you're deliberately exaggerating the transition. Finally, add utility for gain and stereo control. We'll come back to width in a minute, but it's good to have this at the end of the chain for quick trim control. Now let's add the tape style movement. The rewind needs instability, but not chaos. You want the listener to think tape, not broken effect preset. Ableton gives you a few options here. You can use shifter for a gentle fine pitch drift, Horus Ensemble for tiny flutter, or frequency shifter for little smear and aging texture. The important thing is to keep it subtle. If you're using shifter, aim for just a few cents up or down. Roughly minus 10 to plus 10 cents is enough to sell the wobble without making the vocal seasick. With Chorus Ensemble, keep the amount low, the delay short, and the rate moderate. With frequency shifter, use very small movement, just enough to rough up the edge. And if you want that classic slowing down feel, automate a slight downward pitch movement over the last half bar before the drop. Even a tiny drop in pitch can make the whole thing feel like the machine is winding down and getting sucked backward. That's a classic rewind illusion. Next, shape the tone with filtering and EQ. A reverse tail usually sounds more authentic when it gets darker as it approaches the drop. That makes it feel like it's being pulled into the past instead of sitting cleanly on top of the mix. Use auto filter to automate the cutoff, and use EQ 8 to tidy up the tone. If the rewind feels muddy, take out a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, gently soften the 2.5 to 5k Hz area. If it needs a bit more bite, you can add a small lift around 1 to 2k Hz, but do that carefully. The tape style vibe usually benefits from a controlled, slightly filtered top end. A great move is to automate the filter so it closes slightly as the rewind approaches, then either opens a touch right before the drop for impact, or stays dark if you want that sucked in shadow feeling. Both work, it depends on the section. In darker TNB, I often like the more haunted version. Keep it narrow and dark, then let the drop hit hard with full energy. Now bring in echo if you haven't already and make sure it's rhythmically tight. The delay should support the grid, not smear it. If the feedback feels too long, pull it back. One strong echo burst can be enough. You can even automate feedback up briefly on the last beat, then cut it off suddenly right before the drop. That sudden disappearance is part of the magic. It creates a little vacuum, and then the drums slam back in with more power. This is where gain staging matters. If your clip is already too hot before saturation and delay, the whole thing can turn harsh really fast. Leave some headroom. Feed the chain sensibly so the grit stays warm instead of ugly. Once the chain feels good, resample it. This is a very useful DNB move because it glues the effect together and turns it into a single playable audio moment. Route the processed rewind to a new audio track, record it, then trim the best bit. Add fades if needed, and line it up cleanly on the bar. Resampling gives you a lot of freedom. You can warp it lightly to the grid. You can slice it like break material. You can place it under a snare fill. You can reuse it later as a one-shot transition. In practice, this makes the rewind feel more like part of the track and less like a separate effect stuck on top. Now let's make it hit like a proper DNB transition. Layer it with drums or FX. A rewind moment is always stronger when it interacts with a rhythm. You could place it over a snare fill, a short amen chop, a break choke, or even a very quiet noise sweep underneath. If you want the drop to feel huge, let the vocal rewind happen as the drums thin out, then bring the full kit back in on the next bar. That contrast is what gives old-school DNB its urgency. A classic structure might look like this. The bass line strips back over bars 7 and 8, the hats thin out, the vocal rewind starts on the last half of bar 8, a short break fill or snare drag hits on the final beat, and then bar 9 drops hard into amens, respace, or a sub-heavy roller section. That's a very believable jungle arrangement move. Now for stereo. The rewind should usually stay mostly centered. You can open it slightly near the end for impact, but don't go too wide. Too much stereo can make the effect feel soft and can cause problems in mono or on club systems. With utility, keep the width controlled, maybe around 80 to 100% during the body of the rewind, and narrow it if the vocal gets messy. If you want extra impact, you can automate a slight width increase in the final eighth of a bar. That gives the drop a little more perceived size without ruining focus. And definitely check it in mono. This is not optional if you're making DNB. Play the rewind with the drums and bass, hit mono with utility, and listen for harshness, phase issues, or low mid buildup. Make sure it doesn't mask the snare transient or interfere with the bass reentry. If it does, cut some low mid around 250 to 500 Hz, shorten the delay, lower the level a little, or filter the reverse tail more aggressively. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the rewind too long. Usually a quarter bar to one bar is enough. DNB wants momentum. Don't leave too much low end in the effect chain. High pass your delay and reverb paths. Don't overdo modulation, or the tape illusion collapses into wobble soup. Don't forget to align the end of the reverse tail to the bar line, and don't let the effect sit on top of everything else. Give it space in the arrangement so it can read like a headline. If you want to push this further, there are some great variations. You can split the vocal into a tiny pre-pull and a longer reverse tail. Treat the pre-pull more lightly, then darken and degrade the main tail more heavily. That gives you a two-stage rewind, which can feel more organic. You can also layer pitch behavior. One reversed layer can drift down slightly while another stays stable. That blend can feel more like mechanical take drag than a single obvious effect. Another cool move is the reverse into forward flip. Reverse only the end of the phrase, then snap back to a tiny forward fragment right before the drop. That little rebound can sound very classic and very rave. You can also build a ghost double, duplicate the rewind, pitch one copy down a little, and tuck it low in the mix. That adds weight without adding brightness. Or try a call and response rewind. One vocal hit reversed, another one forward, like an exchange between MC and crowd. That's especially effective if you want the transition to feel alive and conversational.